This highway was one of the only things that didn't flood here in northeastern Bangladesh. Heavy rains combined with overflowing rivers inundated this town.
All my furniture is ruined. The entire house is under throat-level water.
A major embankment on the Barak River has also breached, affecting at least 100 villages.
I've seen a huge flood in 2004, but this time it's even bigger, more serious.
An estimated 2 million people are displaced, with their homes damaged or destroyed. In this farming community, men and women are trying to save the harvest they have left, drying their crops along highways.
I only managed to harvest one-third of my paddy from underneath the water. The rest was washed away. It's been 2 weeks since there was any sun. Excessive rain has devastated whatever I managed to collect. I can't dry this up. It's rotting. I'm appalled.
Many parts of Bangladesh are prone to flooding, with about a fifth of the country submerged every year. But climate scientists say our warming world is making it more unpredictable. The monsoon season hasn't even started yet. Leah Harding, Al Jazeera.